My son's first healing. As a little child, my son depended upon me to pray for him whenever he was hurt or sick, and his every need was met easily and quickly. Spiritual healing was part of our Christian practice. When my son arrived at the age of 12, however, I knew it was time for him to secure his own faith. One day, he came to me with a high fever, in a state of near delirium. He demanded that I do something to relieve him. I turned away from him for a moment to clear my thought and to seek Christ's guidance, and this is the inspiration that I received. I told my son to go to his room, open the scriptures, and read the first sentence that he saw on the page. I said, "The truth of that sentence will heal you." He retorted, "I will not. You do it." Even though I was sympathetic to my son's immediate need and loved him dearly, I could only repeat what Christ had said to me. He tramped to his room in a sweat. Every half hour or so, he came out to me and repeated his plea for help, but refused to do his part. I remained in my office for several hours, supporting my son's necessity to obey Christ's instruction. About 3 a.m., he came out again in a terrible state, begging and pleading with me to do something to relieve him. All I could do was to repeat what I had heard. Open the book. Read one sentence. It will heal you. In agony, he finally gave up his will and crept back to his room, this time being obedient to the divine demand. In less than 5 minutes, he returned to my office completely well. After praising God for this blessing, I was curious to hear which sentence my son had opened to in the Bible. I asked him, "What did you read?" With clear confidence that he had read it correctly, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall feel no evil." I was sure that Christ had given him those words, for although I knew that he must have opened to the 23rd Psalm, what he saw was straight from God.